you're just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Today on the show we have Deborah White, director and founder of Auckland Art Week. Welcome.
Thank you.
Art Week is an annual long festival celebrating the visual arts of Auckland. Can you tell us a bit about its background, Deborah, and how long has it been going for now, and how did it come about?
Well, Art Week is now in its eighth year. The trust that originally founded the Auckland Art Fair was really looking at having an event that was more inclusive and wider spread all over Auckland. And Art Week was really established to provide opportunities for artists and for galleries to get involved with the visual arts community and for the audience to interact on a more inclusive way.
Oh, so it is connected to the art fair?
It's not any longer. The art fair was sold to a commercial event management company some years ago. So Art Week now is a standalone event within a new trust, actually.
And did it used to happen at the same time as the art fair, or it was that they've always been two separate kind of events?
Completely separate. Yeah. Art fair's always been in May and Art Week is in October.
And art fairs are good for getting people who, they're actually quite good for doing a bit of trade on art. People who don't come out of the woodwork do make a bit of an effort with art fairs and will purchase work. But Art Week is a lot more experiential, and it's about celebrating the wider context of the creative production and creativity and art production.
Yes, that's right. And I think the very nature of an event like an art fair, it has to be quite exclusive. There's only a small number of spaces available, and generally it's for the dealer galleries and their audience. Whereas Art Week, just about anybody can be involved in Art Week, and of course we have the dealer galleries and we're very pleased to have them involved. But there's space for the wider arts community to be involved. So artist-run spaces, artist studios, independent artists, street art, all kinds of people, and it's just really celebrating the really diverse visual arts community that we've got in Auckland.
Is there any reason, apart from I suppose the obvious one of trying to do too much at once, that we don't have the art fair and the art week combined, so it's just a sort of, is it better for to step, what is the reasoning behind that?
It's never really been considered, and it is interesting because in New York and in Berlin, the art weeks or art weekends, as some of them are in association with the fair. But now that it's a completely separate organisation, the art fair is very much a commercial event now, and Art Week Auckland is a charitable trust. It's a charitable event, so it's quite separate.
Okay, that's really interesting. So it's a charitable trust. So I assumed, like probably quite a lot of people, that it was council funded, but it's not. It's owned. How do you go about organising? It came out of art fairs, but how do you go about organising such a task and getting the funding and then getting, there must be some council help for that. How do you go about, who owns it? How does it work?
Okay, so it's owned by VA, Auckland Charitable Trust now, and it's really just a group of like-minded people come together, and like a lot of things in the creative communities in New Zealand, we have some good ideas and then just set about trying to make them happen. And we get a lot of support from the business associations. Heart of the City is very supportive, and Auckland Council does offer support, and we work with Activate Auckland. We also have a lot of support from the local board, Waitemata Local Board, but it is a separate organisation from Auckland Council, and it is a charitable trust, and I think it's really important for people to understand that. So we're able to perhaps include a lot of things that perhaps wouldn't be included under an Auckland Council event.
Like what? Da-da.
I think there's just more diversity, and if people come to us with ideas, we can consider them. Obviously, if they're in a public space or in a street, we still have to comply with any council regulations. But I think within private spaces, there's the opportunity to do some quite experimental and perhaps controversial activations, which maybe wouldn't happen under a council event.
That's pretty exciting. So yes, and I agree, there's a lot of freedom when you don't have to worry about fitting within somebody else's organisational kind of structure. What would be the most outrageous submission you've ever had for an art week that's actually gone through, or maybe not? What's something that stands out? Just one of many, I'm sure.
Well, we have had people working with fire, which was quite risky, I suppose, under the current health and safety laws in New Zealand. But that was actually as a part of Glow on Devonport, and it went without any problems. We had a person putting on a fire suit and setting fire to themselves, which was quite shocking at the time, but it all went without any sort of catastrophe.
Wow, where did that happen?
That was in Devonport.
And what did they dress like? What was their...
If they were dressed in a proper fire suit, so there wasn't any great risk, and they were used to working with fire, and that was part of a late night event over in Devonport for Art Week. So yeah, that was quite fantastic. And one of the changing lanes in past years, we had Chris Berthelsen creating an installation which was all about homelessness, and that created a bit of controversy in the press, and that was quite exciting.
Oh, yeah, it's always good when you get good press activation. I'm curious about this fire artwork. Did you go and see it yourself, or did you just hear about it afterwards?
I saw it.
So what did she, artist?
Well, we had, as part of Glow, which is a an event that's working with over 120 Unitec School of Architecture students, split into teams, and they create an installation each in the park in Devonport. And as a part of that, one of the installations had poi fire dancers dancing on the site, and there was a person who was part of that group who decided to put on the fire suit and set themselves alight.
Play the poi.
Yes.
I knew fire boys were going to come into that somewhere. I just knew it. Devonport, fire art, there's got to be some fire boys somewhere. This year's Art Week falls from the 6th to the 14th of October. So this is about the time that people who you may want to take part will need to start thinking about what they could possibly do, and potentially probably start looking to apply. How do they go about this? And do you have any tips on an application and how they go about it? Because initially it'd be through the website, but can you give anyone who's thinking about it some advice on what you would expect, especially in the initial kind of contact email?
Right. I think it's quite good for artists, really, to, as you say, to start planning well in advance. And we were actually being contacted by artists last year for the 2018 event. And especially if you're working in collaboration with other people, and that's a really good idea too, because a group proposal is probably going to be more robust than a solo person trying to put on anything in the public arena. And the artwork has to be, if it's outdoors, it has to be robust. And we do have to comply with lots of regulations, especially if it's in a council-owned or Auckland Transport-owned space. So if it's in a private space, there's more flexibility, but even still, it has to survive for the week, which is 9 days, it's got to be in the public arena for that long. So it has to be robust, and it has to have be conceptually sound. So we really want ideas that are well considered and well constructed. But we're really open to anything, and it's really exciting the kinds of things that people are putting forward.
Any particular new directions this year coming through Art Week? Any new kind of strategic approach? Anything changing?
I think environmental sustainability seems to be something that most artists are really considering, and looking at installations that have zero waste, and a lot of work that voices a concern for the environment. That seems to be a really strong expression that artists are really wanting to put forward. We don't ask for a formal proposal. It just has to be an email saying who you are, what your experience is, and what you'd like to do, and then we'll make contact with you and follow it through. The other thing is we are sometimes able to help find a space to install the artwork. We work with a lot of businesses and business associations to find spaces for artists. So we're sort of, if you like, a broker for the artist and actually trying to help facilitate the projects that they come forward with.
That's awesome. That's really admirable. That's all we've got time for this morning. So thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So anyone out there with some fabulous ideas that they're thinking of activating, you can get in touch with Art Week through their website. Submit the ideas to artweek.co.nz by June the 1st.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.